All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about what happened on Friday, first of all.
Well, as far as the fire department involvement, we responded to a reported fire alarm. When we got on the scene, we determined that it was a false alarm, that there was not a fire. So from the fire department in, that pretty much covers it.
Gotcha. But, I mean, was it a resident there, or do you know any of those kind of details?
The information we have, it was a resident that turned off electrical circuit breakers to the building. Now, most people don't realize that if you turn off the power to a fire alarm system, it's going to affect the fire alarm system. These systems have backup batteries that should keep them active for 18 hours if the power is lost. Now, usually turning off the electricity will not set off the fire alarm per se. It'll send a signal to the monitoring company that's a supervisory signal that says, hey, we've got a problem. We have lost power. We're on battery. So somebody needs to come check us out. And usually the fire alarm doesn't sound because there is not an alarm, but a signal is sent to the monitoring company saying that there is a power loss.
So what are some of the penalties for setting a false alarm?
Well, there again, someone would have to intentionally tamper with a fire alarm system or intentionally call in a false alarm. So you have to have intent there. Turning off the circuit breakers, if your intent is to cut the power and it activates the fire alarm, then there's not an intent there to send a false alarm. You see what I'm saying? So there has to be intent to actually transmit a false alarm or tamper with a system. And that's a misdemeanor.
I gotcha. And do you know why it would have caused, this police report says it's a pecuniary loss of less than $20,000, but I mean, is that just in electricity?
I am
what does that mean?
Not sure what
I mean, would the building have received a fine or anything because this power of the fire alarm went off?
No, there's not a fine to a property owner for a false alarm, an unintentional false alarm, a system malfunction or something like that. There's no fine involved with that. Now, I know some police departments, after so many false alarms on your burglar alarm, then they can issue a fine. But we don't do that from the fire side. And there's kind of a difference. A burglar alarm is not a requirement by code for a business or home or anything like that. Whereas in certain occupancies, certain businesses, there is a requirement for a fire alarm.
Okay.
So since it's a required thing, there's not a fine attached to a malfunction or multiple false alarms like there may be for a burglar alarm, which is not required by any codes.
I see.
Yeah, so that's the difference there.
Well, and is it safe to say don't shut off power at an apartment complex because you might set the alarm
off?
Well,
there again, I don't know the reason behind why the power was shut off by this individual. Now people who need to shut off power to do work and things like that, if the alarm is working properly, then it will not transmit a fire alarm. It'll transmit a supervisory alarm to the monitoring company saying, hey, we've got a problem. The power is off. It's not a fire, but we're on battery, and eventually the battery's going to wear out, so you better come check us out. So that's the type of signal that should be sent from the system. I am not sure exactly how this alarm came in or why the fire alarm sounded, but the fire marshal's office is checking into that, because if it did transmit a fire alarm, then it's not working properly. So we got to make sure that we tell the building management people, hey, this isn't working properly. You need to get it fixed.
Well, thank you so much. Any
you
other
bet.
Comments?
That about covers that. Anytime somebody hears a fire alarm, for sure, call us. We really don't mind going on false alarms. We would rather go on a false alarm, get there and not have anything, then somebody say, oh, this happens all the time and there's actually a problem, and we get a delayed alarm. So we don't mind going on false alarms.
All right, good
when we get there and nothing's happening.
Good. It's less work for you, right?
Amen. And, hey, safer for the public, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you.